This episode of Trenton Waves is brought to you by...
If you're a digital video editor, you need Edius. Edius is all about giving editors the creative freedom to create any application environment. It is designed to put the power in the hands of the editor with incredible flexibility. Edius, editing refined. Edius allows multiple users to edit, work with content as it imports, and getting content to the user incredibly fast. Check out the latest version of Edius that just launched. Download a 30-day trial today at edius.net.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books, education, talent, events, of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank.
Yes, Frank Sasso here again with another Trenton Waves episode. Now listen, I've been trying to get this cat on the show for about, I don't know, I think ever since we started. He's like, oh yeah, come on in whenever you want. Then I'm like, I don't know about that. Is he for real? Come in whenever I want? I don't know. I'm talking to none other than, that's right, you know him, you love him. Well, some of you love him. Reggie Hallett from Smokehouse, 1911 Smokehouse to be exact. Hello, Reggie.
Hi, guys. How are you? And hey, Frank, how are you?
I'm doing good, man.
Good.
I'm so glad you're on the show now. I have a lot of questions to ask you.
Well, I hope I can answer them all.
First and foremost, to do my wife proud, what she normally asks people is, what was it about Trenton? Were you born in Trenton? Did you come to Trenton? What's the deal?
Real quick, I was born and raised in Trenton, Ewing. Graduated from Ewing High. I'm going to tell my age in 81. I left to go to college. Didn't come back for 30 years. 4.5 years ago, I got a call from my brother.
Whoa, wait. I think I fell asleep and woke up to something. You said, we're born and raised in Trenton.
Yes, sir.
Ewing area, too.
Yes.
You went to high school there.
Yes.
30 years later, what happened there? Where'd you go?
I lived in New York for most of the time.
New York.
And then the last 8 years, I was in Ohio when I got the call from my brother Maurice Hallett. And the question was, what would you do if I brought a restaurant? I've been a professional chef for the last 16 years.
Okay.
So I'm like, well, I guess I'm coming home. And
oh,
voila.
Oh, for the restaurant to Trenton.
I'm here.
Oh. Leave it to Hallett the Mallet. If you don't know him, you're going to meet Maurice soon. We're going to bring him on the show very soon. Now, talking about Maurice, he actually moved to
Michigan.
Minnesota? Oh, Michigan. That's what it was. I knew it was an M state.
Yes.
When is he coming back? Or is he coming back?
He's actually here this weekend. He's actually leaving tomorrow. We are getting a reward, I guess, UH Family Partners. They're doing a Father's Day thing. I think it's called Platinum Dads. And they're actually awarding me and him with some other great gentlemen. Unfortunately, I won't be there tonight because I'll be here prepping for catering.
You're making those lemon pepper chicken wings. That's what you're doing.
I am. Splash Life guys are having a party night and they're getting 150 of them.
Wow. If you haven't had Smokehouse's lemon pepper wings, you are missing out. These are the best wings we've ever had. They are the best wings we've ever had.
Thank you very much.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Tell me a little bit about Smokehouse. Like, what's the plan? What's going on?
So one thing to know about me and my brother, we don't plan anything. We just do. That's what happened with the restaurant. We didn't plan it. It happened.
You guys are doers, yeah.
We're just doers. So, going back to your first question growing up here, in case you don't know, my dad was Chocolate Chip, which people from Trenton know who he was. He DJ'd, he owned all the bars. But I grew up from block parties being coming down Trenton and Trenton be a great place to be.
Okay.
And so my vision is Trenton should still be a great place to be and people need to come downtown. When I was a little kid, coming downtown was Sunday, you came to Tom McCann's, you had a good time, then you went to Cowherder Park and you hung out. It was an experience
right.
to come downtown. And so my vision is to bring Trenton back to that.
Okay.
It's what I know. And we're the only ones down here that's doing it right now.
Right, right.
And so hopefully other businesses will move in and they will follow. I think they are still. Starbucks has jumped on the bandwagon.
Yeah, yeah.
They're doing great things. And so we just need more businesses to do that.
Absolutely. You guys definitely are the forerunners with that. You have started this trend. You're trendsetters. You're leaders in this community. And every time you guys have a block party, it really is just fun. My wife and I got to be in a commercial with you guys, the Patron, which was awesome. I'm like, wow, we made the cut. If you go to TrentonWaves.com and you click on Reggie's picture, his guest page, that video is down there. Take a look at that. Reed Mayor Gasura was here. Reed.
Yes, he's
and
always
he was,
here.
He's in the commercial. He's always, yes. He's always comes. It's just a great party atmosphere. 1911. Tell me about what happens at 1911 every night.
So 1911, which is 7-11 military time. Everyone in here gets a free shot. The bartender makes a shot. Gives everybody, we toast, we welcome you for coming here. And we are very happy that people do support us, that people do come. And so that's one way we give back, a toast. It's family, it's cheers. It's like cheers, yeah, everybody right. knows each other. It's, and then you get people that come in, 7-Eleven, 7-10, did I miss my shot? You know? So it's good just, it's something to talk about, it's something to do, and something to experience.
Yeah, you and you honor whatever's going on, an anniversary, yes. a new job, whatever.
Right, right, right.
Right, okay, that's very, very cool. I heard you have plans, because I know you're a cigar head like me. I heard you have plans for either a cigar lounge opening up or a cigar area in the back of Smokehouse being renovated, or what, is there any truth
well,
to that?
Both of those are kind of true. So there is a renovation in plans. I think some people have seen the plans for the back being enclosed and then a rooftop going on it. We smoke cigars out there now. And then there is another building in the works that will become a cigar lounge. Members only.
Cool.
Cigar lounge, 24-hour access, I do believe. And then we don't know what we're going to do with the first floor yet.
How soon do you think that's happening?
Plans are in City Hall. The architect drawings are, and so we just wait for the approval. And so I hope the cigar lounge, we start working on that within the next couple weeks.
I've been waiting so long. It feels like so long. It's probably not really that long.
It's been a long time.
It was. Okay, so I'm not Smokehouse. You have dining in mm-hmm. for local people.
Right.
You also have catering.
We have catering, which is really big. That's my baby. I do a lot of caterings.
So that's like your big thing.
That's my big thing. I want to build it. It's been a lot of good word of mouth. People are telling people. Right. I love getting the phone call. I was told to call you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of my best phone calls ever.
It's so encouraging, right?
Yeah.
When
yeah.
someone refers you, they're already on board when they call.
Right, right.
That's the best. You could do no wrong at that point.
Right, right, right.
Except not fulfill the order.
Well, that never happens. I make sure of that. Knock on wood. We also Uber Eats if at nighttime.
Oh, you do Uber Eats.
We do Uber Eats. We do DoorDash. At lunchtime, we do Grubhub if you're downtown and you okay. need orders. You still have to pick it up. They don't come pick it up for you. But you can order in. Instead of calling one of my guys on the phone, you can go to the computer or Grubhub during lunchtime.
The whole Uber Eats thing, like if I wanted to order something at night, how far out do I have to be? Wait, is there a limit as to where I am?
I believe there are. There is for Uber Eats, but I'm not sure. But I guess if they get enough demand, they'll expand it because it's just a cab ride.
Man, Uber is like, it started out as Amazon started out selling books. Now they sell everything.
Right.
It's like the same with Uber. It's like yeah. Uber slowly taking over the world too. What's
yes.
going on with that?
Yes.
It's like an Uber to meet you to pick up my food. I mean, they can just bring it to my house.
Right.
All right. We're going to try something very cool. It's the first time on Trenton Waves. Reggie knows nothing about this. The new segment called Favorite Things.
Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels. Doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles.
Well, that intro, that sounded like it cost $1 million. All right. Okay, Reggie, I'm going to fire off some questions to you. You're going to answer me as fast as you can. Okay?
Okay.
We'll see how good you are at this. It's the first one out. I don't know if we're going to keep this segment, but we'll see. All right. Favorite food?
Steak.
Favorite drink?
Jack and Coke.
Favorite car?
Porsche.
Favorite band?
Sade.
Favorite president?
Obama.
Favorite song?
Oh, you're killing me.
Come on, Reggie. You hear that clock? Come on.
I don't even know. Oh my god. It'd be something by Sade.
Oh, buzzer. It's too late now. You're the buzzer. Favorite cigar?
A Perdón.
Favorite time of day?
8 o'clock in the morning.
Favorite book?
I don't read.
Why? Oh, another buzzer. You got two buzzers already.
I don't read.
Almost done. Oh my goodness. Favorite movie?
The Saint.
Favorite TV show?
I don't watch TV much either.
Reggie, we can't go for a third buzzer. Make up something.
The mod squad.
You're taking the mod squad. I should give you a buzzer for that anyway. You're only allowed 5 buzzers. Okay. Favorite day of the week?
Sunday.
Favorite animal?
Her dog.
Favorite sport?
Football.
Favorite store?
1911 Smokehouse.
Favorite place?
Trenton. I don't know. It's still 1911 Smokehouse.
Oh, man. I don't think we're doing this segment again. All right. So much for that.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay, give it a try. You never know. Somebody else might be better.
They might. Oh, that's hilarious. We know we have another segment coming on with Edwin Torres, who came and interviewed you. It's going to be Edwin on the street, and he's going to be doing a lot of little tiny snippets of people and what they feel about Trenton.
That's coming on your thing.
That's coming on Trenton Waves, yeah.
Okay.
Not this episode.
Right,
he's working on it. He's working on it.
He's a good guy.
One of our favorite questions to ask people is, can you describe your ideal Trenton? I mean, you touched a little bit about this in the beginning when you were talking about how we should bring all that back, going to Tom McCann and Buster Browns, that whole thing.
Right.
But overall, more of a big picture, describe your ideal Trenton.
Almost like South Street, downtown, more restaurants. So right now we're a small restaurant, so a lot of people on Friday think, oh, they're going to be packed, so I'm not going. That's one reason why we want the expansion. But if there was more restaurants, they'll be like, well, let me go see if they're packed.
Right.
And then I have other options, but why drive all the way down to Trenton and then we're packed, you can't get in, you have nowhere to go.
Right.
So I'd like to see the entertainment district should have been here. It's already started. So I'll just build on it. But yeah, just more stores downtown, like the old days. You came down here to shop, you came down here to eat, you came down here. The parks are great. The music series coming up, you know.
That's right.
More of that going on. That's already working. It just needs more people to come.
Yeah.
And see it. It's like free music. Everybody should just, even if you don't like the music, you're sitting out in the park for 2 hours.
That's right.
Listening
to
music. You might not know you don't like it.
That's right.
And so just more people coming together. I mean, like our block parties, it brings a diverse party out and everybody's having a good time. And so why shouldn't every weekend be that way?
Absolutely.
A lot of people care. A lot of people are trying to make the change. Sometimes it takes a few people to start a change and then people build out. Like parades. Some parades start with 5 people and about it gets to where it's at, it's 100 or 200 people.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
The energy is building just like that, I believe, as they see people are trying to build downtown Trenton, more people, instead of trying to be negative or trying to help it grow as well. So they're like ants. You jump on their back and you keep going. You know what I mean? You
get bigger. My head.
They help each other.
And they're very strong.
Yes.
They can lift like 10 times their body weight.
Yeah.
Something like that. I think it's great, and I really appreciate you guys leading the way and like having the guts to stay open when no one else wants to stay open because, oh, no one's here. The state workers went home. The residents want to come out.
Right.
We appreciate your commitment. My wife and I both do. To the city, to your own business, to the people in the city, and to your product, quality food, good stuff. And I just want to tell you, like face to face, we really appreciate that. We appreciate you having the guts to stick it out and taking that risk. And I think it's catching on. I think more and more people are like, you know what? Yeah, let's do something in Trenton. Let's stay open. Even not even just the first Fridays. Like, you know, ongoing. Like a Thursday night, a Wednesday night.
Just in case people don't know, I'm going to jump in. So on a Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the kitchen's open at 12:30 in the morning. And the restaurant, we're here until 1:30. So yes.
Really?
Yes.
Thursday night?
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the kitchen's open at 12:30.
I didn't even know this. I didn't know they were open until 12:30 on a Thursday.
The rest of the week, it's 10 o'clock. But yes, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, if you need somewhere to come eat, we are open.
My wife has been saying for years, Thursday's a new Friday. She's been saying that for years.
Well, Thursday's it's also lady nights here. It's ladies' night.
It's late, ladies!
Yes, it's ladies' night. So we have a lot of few things. Monday is nurses, police officers, firefighters. They get discounts.
Oh, cool.
So different nights. Tuesday, school teachers' night. We've had that since day one.
Nice.
And people still don't know about it.
Again, that's the first time I'm hearing it. Much to my shame.
There's a lot here. We still call ourselves the best kept secret. A lot of people still are finding out about us.
That's not good that if you're a secret, that's not...
Well,
that's...
we don't have the space. So once the expansion goes, then we'll
all right,
go all out marketing. Right now, it's mostly been word of mouth and...
Unlike a lot of other things, though, at least you have the demand. Now you're going to expand it.
Right.
Which, that makes sense. That echoes back to Will Fosky. But that's fine. I think more and more people are looking to Trenton as a destination and not just the city you drive through to get somewhere else. And Smokehouse is going to benefit from that because you put the commitment out there, you stood on it, you stood by it, and you're not going to let anything stop you guys. And I'm just proud to be just a small part of that. I'm very, very excited about your expansion, excited about the new cigar lounge opening up. I'm still excited that my wife and I beat Maurice Hallett in the eating contest. Hallett the mallet, the last second,
well, he
man.
He did pretty good.
He did really good.
He flew back in.
I know, to do
just
that.
To do that in one day, I think.
We went to that restaurant and we're ordering, and he's walking in. I'm like, oh my, my heart jumped into my mouth. Did you see that video?
Yeah.
Oh man, Hallett the mallet, that's what he is. Anyway, Reggie, where can people find Smokehouse? Where can people see it? Where can they experience all things Smokehouse?
Downtown Trenton, 11 West Front Street, Trenton, New Jersey. Telephone number is 609-695-1911. Website, 1911bbq.com. And of course, we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter as well. And one more thing, we're also at the Trenton Thunder Stadium on the third baseline.
What?
Yes, we have a stand there too. So if you like baseball, which...
Do you really?
More people should go to the Trenton Thunder Stadium. We're there too on the third baseline.
How long have you been there?
This is our second year.
So you're telling me for the last 2 years I could have literally walked from my house instead of coming all the way down here?
We don't have everything. We're doing our wings there.
Wings, that's all I need.
Rip tips, you're not doing all the flavors either.
Oh, darn.
It's just hot Asian sweet chili, and I think barbecue. Cheesesteak, egg rolls, fries, brisket, pulled pork.
Oh, that brisket is awesome.
So, you know, we're trying to introduce the ball players. And the pork roll meatballs, which aren't here on the restaurant. They're on the secret menu at the restaurant.
Are they really?
But they're at the baseball field every day.
Who do you have to blackmail to get that secret menu?
You just got to ask somebody for it. Say,
oh, that's pork
it? Roll meatballs.
That's not mysterious. But that's not romantic.
Now it's not
I just
a secret,
ask.
But it was a secret menu.
Who do I got to tell? I got to ask.
Knew
does
that
Dana know?
Pork roll meatballs.
Does Dana know?
All the servers mostly know.
Yeah, mostly know.
Yes, mostly.
Interesting.
There's some new ones that aren't aware of the secret menu.
Tell all. We tell the truth on this show, Reggie.
Yes. So you know where the pork roll meatballs came from.
Pork roll fest.
I did it at the Pork Roll Fest 2 years ago, and everybody loved them, that I put them on a secret menu. And then the Thunder does a Pork Roll Friday, where they wear pork roll uniforms, and everything's pork roll, so they're there.
That's very cool.
If you haven't had them, you're missing a treat.
I haven't had them.
So it's,
maybe I'll have them tonight.
It's all made out of pork roll and sausage with my spices in it. It's handmade by me.
I think that was the last time I saw you was at the Pork Roll Fest.
Yes, they were there.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Oh, I had a question. I didn't mean to ask you this, like off the topic. And podcaster, you're hearing this for now. Just bear with me a minute. Tony Goggles asks me to be a judge for the Pork Roll Queen contest.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives me a little thing to say into the mic, a little intro. And like I come over to your stand later on, and it's like you had a problem with what I said in the mic.
No, I didn't have a problem with what you said.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't loud enough. You're usually so hyped like you are now, and you were just like, hi, how are you? And you can barely hear you. And I'm like, where's Frank at? This isn't Frank. He's too calm. You were supposed to be hyped and ready to go, and you didn't have that side. I've never seen you, so.
Well, I think maybe because I was a little nervous.
So calm. I can't imagine you being nervous.
Well, I mean, ever since you caught me walking down in my car that time. Remember that?
Yes. We were driving down. You're driving down the street, and you're just jamming. Yeah, I couldn't picture you being nervous. And I'm like, what is going on? Who's this imposter?
They replaced Frank with an exact replica, but they got the personality wrong. Oh, my gosh. I forgot where I was even. Oh, yeah, the outro. Okay. Anyway, if you go to Reggie's guest page, you'll see all the links down at the bottom of the article where all his pictures are and on the video and stuff. Catch him on that. So, my man, awesome time talking to you, Reg.
Thanks.
I love you like a brother. And
I enjoyed it. Good.
This is fun. All right, podcast here. Bye. You have heard another episode of Trenton Waves. That's right, your favorite part, Sasso out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.
If you're a digital video editor, you need Edius. Edius is all about giving editors the creative freedom to create any application environment. It is designed to put the power in the hands of the editor with incredible flexibility. Edius, editing refined. Edius allows multiple users to edit, work with content as it imports, and getting content to the user incredibly fast. Check out the latest version of Edius that just launched. Download a 30-day trial today at edius.net.